Hi everyone. Okay, so this is kind of a ramble fap, but not really because I'm gonna be reading, but they're my own stories, but they're not stories. Anyway, I decided to go through my old Tumblr posts and read stuff that I wrote back in like December 2017. I was on a denial spree for the month. So yeah, I guess I'm just gonna read them and see how far into the month I get until I come from my own shenanigans. Okay, let's get this started. December glow. As I have mentioned previously, I will be doing a denial challenge this December. So how long will it be exactly? A month. The entire month of December. Denial December. I will most likely come at the stroke of midnight on New Year's. I will not be deciding my own challenges this time around. I have the pleasure of letting someone else come up with them for me. Aunt Maddie Poppins will be controlling my denial this month. I'm really excited to see how this goes. I have a feeling my future self will wonder why I am doing what I am doing, but I don't care. I've been looking forward to doing something special for December for a while, and now I am doing it. My denial will start once I wake up on the 1st of December. Not at midnight. I'm planning on having many orgasms the night before. We'll see how many I have. I also have some new toys, and we'll be getting more for the month's games, which will really add new dimensions to the games, as well as offer new experiences. I will try to post as often as possible and not let too much delay pass between the posts. I will see you all in December. So that was the 30th of November, 2017. Why not? Oh no. Wrong posts. Okay. Denial December number one. So 1st of December, 2017. So last night I came twice. It's not a lot, but it was late and I was tired and I felt good after that second one. I didn't need more. The sessions did end up going into the early hours of December 1st, but my denial started once I woke up in the morning for work, so the rules are being followed. Speaking of rules, what are today's tasks? Simple. Three soft edges. One when I get home, and two before bed. It's day one, and Maddie Poppins is being nice to me, but he will be challenging me this month for sure. I already know some of the things he has planned, and it's going to get interesting quick. Wish me luck. Denial December number two. Sore. Sore. I feel sore. Why do I feel sore? Because the last toy I ordered arrived and I tried it out this morning. It's a G-spot stimulator with a clit stimulator and they both vibrate individually. The only thing is, I've never had anything that big in me before. So even though I didn't play too long with it, I now have this ache in my hole from stretching it. I don't even want to think about how sore I would be if an actual dick tried getting into me. I am tight. Good thing the toy vibrates. It helped get it in better. Now, I don't believe I'll be sore all day. It's already subsiding as I write this, but I can still feel it. Last night, I completed my task of three edges. This morning, I completed another task involving two edges. And that toy gave me another two edges, so I'm now at seven edges into my December. I read a post about keeping track of all your edges so you can see the amount of missed orgasms you had. Well, shit. If you'd like that, it makes it so much worse. Seven almost orgasms. And it's still before noon on the 2nd of the month. I will be keeping track this month and we'll see how many edges I complete and how many orgasms I missed out on. 100 followers. Wow. 100 people are interested in my little adventures with denial. Who would have thought? So I decided to do something special to commemorate it. As you might know, I am doing a month of denial this December. To commemorate my 100 followers, I decided to try and fit 100 edges into my month of denial. One edge for every follower. I've spoken with Matty Poppins, and he's up for helping me incorporate the edges into my tasks so that I will get all 100 done by the end of the year, since he's controlling my month of denial. I also decided to do an extra edge for every new follower that I get this month. Only legitimate accounts, all bot accounts get deleted. Aunt Maddie Poppins thought it would be a good idea to do all the new followers' edges on New Year's Eve itself before my orgasm. Oh, so every extra follower will give me an extra edge to do during December 31st. We also agree that every 10th new follower will cause me to do a hard edge and hold the edge as long as possible, then wait 5 minutes before being allowed to touch again in order to cool down. That way I can't constantly bounce from edge to edge. Wish me luck. Denial December number 3. Hiya! So, in the evening on the 2nd of the month, I had the task to follow along with a 25-minute video of a girl edging and talking about her kinks. Oh, I forgot about that. So I had to edge and remind myself of my kinks. Some I whispered out loud, some I kept in my head. Sometimes I got distracted with her fantasies, and then she got to come. 12 times. And I had to keep edging through it all. She was squirting while coming over and over again, and I simply kept edging. I had to keep stopping because I would reach an edge that I cannot pass while she just kept coming. And I did manage to reach 12 edges while watching that video. So my total amount of edges is now 19. Looks like I will be passing 100 edges really quickly this month. Okay. Denial December number 4. So this morning I had a simple task. Put on your bondage gear. Did I mention I got a bunch of bondage gear? No, I didn't. Now you know. And play with yourself for 30 minutes without edging. Simple enough. I had put on cuffs on my wrists and ankles, a collar and lead, a ball gag and a blindfold. I was also allowed to use my bullet vibe. So I set everything up, got dressed, and started the timer right before sliding the blindfold down. I touched my body and simply sat on my bed for a while. It's a very vulnerable feeling to have all that stuff on you. To be gagged and blind. Blindfold isn't the best quality, but I kept my eyes closed the entire time. So I started moving around and touching my bindings, knowing that they could be used tie me up even more. I got on my knees and decided to touch myself a little, and I was quite wet. I felt very good. But I had to stop because I was not allowed to edge. I kept moving around and changing positions, just imagining things in my head, imagining being watched by someone. Then I took my vibe from my pillow where I left it and started using it. I played with the setting and constantly moved it to avoid any type of edge. It's getting quite difficult. I really don't like not being allowed to edge. It's very difficult and removes the high of an edge. That is just so satisfying. But that didn't matter. I was not going to edge. My vibe has a setting that escalates and then stops before restarting again. Oh, fuck, I hate that setting. I was putting it in me and then holding it to my clit for X amount of rounds. It was going well, but then I held it there. One round too many, and I edged. Fuck. I'm pretty sure I could have actually come if I had more stimulation. I dropped the vibe, sat up, and just stopped everything. I decided to not do anything else, and then within a couple minutes, my timer went off. Now I just feel so bad. I hate it when I do something wrong. I hate disappointing my controller and disappointing myself. I talked, and my evening task slightly changed, although I still feel bad. I am beginning to remember how I was when I was younger. How, if ever I disappointed one of my... don't want to read that. Next. Okay! December number 5. Denial December number 5. I can read. Ooh, what did I do? This is how it starts. My jaw is achy. My knees are shaky, and I still feel a slight pressure from where my G-spot / clitoral stimulator has been. So after this morning's session, I still had some more play today. I received an impromptu task of 10 edges this afternoon. 9 soft edges and 1 hard edge. By the end of it, I simply wanted to come, but I didn't need it. It hadn't become a need just yet. I'm still on day 3 out of 31, so I have plenty of time to grow that need. This evening, my task was similar to the morning one, with some extra touches. I again had to put on my bondage gear, but this time I was to use my G-spot vibe as well. And instead of no edging, I had to do 5 hard edges, so I got ready. I put on most of my gear and started reading some Tumblr posts to get me more prepared. I then put on my gag, prepared my blindfold, lubed up the vibe, started the timer for 30 minutes and slid the blindfold down. I'm recording, I really shouldn't do things like that. The first edge was done with my fingers. I wanted to prepare my body before trying to insert the vibe. I think I need to buy something smaller to really get used to having something like that in me. Side note, I didn't need to get anything smaller. I got right used to it. But anywho, I did my second edge with the vibe, and it did go in. Turning it on is like magic. It loosens everything up and lets it in way better. Stretching myself out. I can still feel where it pushes the most in me. A slight ache. Nothing very noticeable, probably because the ache in my jaw is much worse. At one point I had to remove my gag just for a bit because I started coughing. I swallowed all that saliva and put the gag right back on. I know I could have removed it completely. I had discussed it with Mary Poppins, but I wanted to wear it through to the end. I did edges 2 through 4 with the vibe. I started doing edge number 5 with the vibe, but I wanted to stretch it out. You see, edging with that toy is very different from edging with my hands. Especially with the vibrations going on inside me and on my clit. I go from playing to close to on the edge. This edge being the kind that if I don't stop right away, I would come. I was so scared of ruining a few times. But I removed the toy and stopped moving, and it just dissipated. The edge simply left me, and then I would start again. Edge number 5 was different. I managed to play near an edge for quite some time, but periodically staying away from my clit. I was getting desperate. I just wanted to edge, but I was worried that once I reached the edge, I would go over. So after a while, I dropped the toy and used my hand. It took a little bit for my clit to adjust to the sensation. I was wet and puffy from all the vibrating, and then I edged slowly. I held the edge as long as I could, but again, this was one of those one extra stroke can push you over type of edges. You know, the good kind. So I got as close as I dared, which was pretty close. I'm sure that 1 to 3 strokes more and it would have gone over. After that, I removed my gag because the 8 was quite noticeable and I had finished my edges. And then not even 30 seconds after removing it, my alarm went off. So I did manage to have it on for 30 minutes due to the time. I had it on before the timer started. So now the ache in my hole is pretty much gone, but my knees are still shaky and my jaw is still achy. Now I need to go to sleep because I have some tasks in the morning before work. Day 3 of the month. And I'm at 35 edges already. The 3rd of December 2017. Fuck, I wanna come. Yeah, fuck, no more reading. No more reading. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Okay, so we only got 3 days in. I don't want to think anymore. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if you want more.